From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Afghan intelligence agency confirms the Taliban leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Pakistan says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike was carried out and lashed out at the U.S. for violating its sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday during a visit to Myanmar that Mansour was targeted because he posed an imminent threat to U.S. personnel, Afghan civilians, and Afghan security forces. He pointed out that Mansour was opposed to peace negotiations. Taliban officials have privately confirmed the death of their leader. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is urging the media not to speculate about what caused Egypt Air Flight 804 to crash last week. During a speech to ministers and members of parliament, Mr. Sisi said an investigation into the incident could take a long time. Egypt Air Flight MS-804 crashed into the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris, killing all 66 people on board. Investigators said on Saturday smoke was detected in the cabin minutes before the plane crashed. It is not known what caused the fire. In a news conference during his one-day visit to Myanmar, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hailed Myanmar's transition to democracy. In an appearance with Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's de facto leader, Kerry urged Myanmar's new government to continue its work on implementing reforms on human rights. The visit comes after the U.S. lifted various financial and trade sanctions. This is VOA News. The latest public opinion polls show Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are locked in a virtual dead heat. It also finds a majority of voters view both of them unfavorably. The Washington Post ABC News survey shows Trump with a narrow edge, while an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll has Clinton with a slight edge. Both polls show Trump gaining ground on Clinton after becoming the presumptive Republican presidential nominee in early May. Some long-term Republican figures have declined to endorse Trump. For the first time since World War II ended, neither of Austria's two leading centrist parties will provide the country's head of state. Instead, Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer could win the position in a close race. Austrian voters headed to the polls Sunday to cast ballots in a runoff election that pits Hofer against the Green Party-backed economics professor Alexander von der Bellen, after Hofer unexpectedly won the first round with 35% of the vote. Indonesian officials say at least six people have died following a volcanic eruption. The eruption Saturday at Mount Sinabung in North Sumatra province spewed volcanic ash on Saturday into a nearby village of Gambir, located about 4 kilometers from the volcano's crater. Officials say the volcano in western Indonesia continued to spew hot ash Sunday, making dangerous conditions for search and rescue workers looking for survivors and victims. The volcano has been dormant for 4 centuries before new eruptions recently began. Iraq said Sunday its forces are headed to Fallujah to try to recapture the city held by Islamic State jihadists for more than 2 years. A spokesman for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi did not say when the advance would occur on the city, but the announcement seemed to clarify that Iraqi forces would advance first toward Fallujah rather than Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, which the Islamic State group also controls. Turkey's ruling party has chosen Binali Yildirim as an ally of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as leader and presumptive prime minister. He is the transport minister and a founding member of the Justice and Development Party. He is to replace Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, who formally resigned Sunday after a series of differences with Mr. Erdogan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.